Track 7. 1.
Well, Dr. Roberts, could you tell us more about some of the myths connected with dieting? You've said that it's absolutely necessary to have breakfast. How about eating in the evening? Is it true that we shouldn't eat after 6 p.m?
Well, if you go to bed at 7, yes, you shouldn't. And in general, you shouldn't eat anything heavy before going to bed. The problem is that people who eat late in the evening tend to have unhealthy snacks, even though they think they don't eat a lot.
Things like peanuts, crisps, or popcorn in front of the telly?
Or in front of the computer screen. Often they are the type of people who don't eat regularly during the day, and when they come home, they eat a large amount as if they wanted to have dinner, dessert and supper all at once.
I see. Okay, before we go on and hear some questions from our students, yes, Jerry, I can see your hand up there. Can we get one thing clear? Is it better to have supper or not?
It's important to remember that the time between meals shouldn't be longer than 5 hours. So if you have dinner at 4, you should have something light to eat, let's say at 8.
Thanks, Dr. Roberts. Right, let's hear some of those questions now.
2.
Last year, I got my first summer job. I worked as a waitress in a cafe called Andy's Sweets. The cafe was in Brighton, which is a seaside resort in the UK, so it was always full of people. It's normally very hard to get a job there, but the owner is my aunt's friend who wanted to give me a chance. My job was to serve the customers who were sitting outdoors in a big garden. The cafe opened at noon and offered different kinds of desserts, cakes, and ice cream, as well as light lunches. The place was also famous for its pancakes. You could get them with fruit, cream, and chocolate spread, but also with vegetables and cheese. Being a waitress is not that easy. You have to be on your feet all day, walking or standing. However, the most difficult thing for me was to understand the different English accents that people spoke with. Some of them were very difficult to follow. Luckily, we didn't get any rude customers because everybody likes sweets.